Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I just left the office a little bit early because I'm on a quest. Aha. And you know me with quests. Whenever I use that word, it's something to do with a gadget or a toy or something or other. Well, I'm rushing off to almost clear across town here in Montreal to see if I can hopefully find, if they still have it, at a pawn shop, they have a Korg M3R. Now, a Korg M3R is a synthesizer module. So it was the synthesizer brains, if you want, of a keyboard called the M1. And when I read that and the reviews, I said, I think I'm going to go for this thing. So that's what I'm trying to do. Now, like I said, it's clear across town, and I'm not even sure if I can get there because there's a lot of traffic. And thankfully, I'm going mostly against the traffic. Most people at this time of the day are going from the island of Montreal northbound on all the major highways trying to get into or onto the island of Laval. If you look that up on the maps, if you go to Google Map and check out Montreal, you'll see there's an island just north of Montreal, actually northwest, called Laval. And most of those bridges going from Montreal to Laval are clogged up. In fact, I'm going over one of the major highways right now, and if I look, it's absolutely clogged up coming in, but inbound towards Montreal, it's clear sailing. And I'm going to another street called Papineau, which is going to be the same thing. The southbound is always clearer than northbound. So wish me luck, because I have to, once I get onto the island, then I have to snake my way to this place and then get back home not too late and have supper with the family. So getting back to the M3R, it's a really nice machine, and normally they sell used for about $100. So that's what, £40, I guess. And this one is listed on their website for $39, Canadian dollars, which comes out to what, 40, so half of that is 20, so about £15. So if I really can get this thing for £15 or $39, if they still have it, and if it's still in decent shape and it actually works, I'd be thrilled. I've been to this pawn shop before and unfortunately have been disappointed with what I saw. So I'm not holding my breath. This is a bit of a gamble. I'll spend a little bit of gas, but that's about it. And it's a little bit of an adventure. Sometimes the anticipation is more than anything else. The only thing about this particular Korg module is it's extremely hard to program without the actual editor, which was called the, I saw it just before, the RE3 or something like that. And maybe eventually I might look and see if I can find an RE3, maybe on eBay or something. But for now, I can program it with my keyboard. It seems that if you do it through the what they call the system extension messages on MIDI, for those of you who know what the heck I'm talking about, it's basically the keyboard sends these special messages to be able to program modules, sound modules and stuff. So according to the manual that I now have in my USB key, it can do this. So we'll just have to see. Yeah, definitely, it's going to be fun. It's going to add to my arsenal of music making equipment. I still have to get back into it. I just haven't touched it. I had a few Twitters from James and Simon and a few of my other friends asking me, where are you with the music stuff? Because I had done quite a bit and then it kind of died off. And it only died off now, so I hope to get back to it soon. Catch you later.